Dictation for Douglas Zimmerman, Zimmerman, October 2846, address is a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, follow up for Mr. Zimmerman, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, extensive atherosclerosis. Last visit in January. He was at emergency room here in Alma on June 18, 23. I review electronic records. Left-sided nasal bleeding requiring the placement of a balloon tamponade device that eventually was removed. He did not require blood transfusion. He has atrial fibrillation and has been on anticoagulation with Eliquis. He did have also late June a stress testing that shows normal myocardial perfusion, no evidence of ischemia or scar tissue with a preserved ejection fraction at 67%. In August, was evaluated by urology. Cytology was done negative for malignancy. Back in February, was at Bay City for sounds like abdominal hernia repair, same-day surgery without complications. Presently, he has lost weight from 233 to 226, although says to be eating well. All this information needs to be careful, complemented by wife, which is at the bedside, given his underlying memory issues. Denies vomiting dysphagia, although has no teeth and no dentures. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, or infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. Supposed to be doing low salt, but according to wife, not strict. Has chronic edema, chronic dyspnea, chronic AFib and chest pain. Occasionally takes nitroglycerin. Also has inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, has a pacemaker, uses CPAP machine at night, is hard of hearing, obesity, denies orthopnea PND, isolated migraines, goes for shots on his neck in a weekly basis for the last 3 months, now changed to every 2 weeks, tongue improvement. Supposed to be taking iron pills, but he complains of making him constipated. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Cholesterol treatment, Lasix Coric, iron and vitamin C, but apparently not taking it consistently. Diabetes management, anticoagulation, antidepressants, vitamin D125, and Aricept for his dementia. On physical exam, weight is 226, blood pressure 106.62, pacemaker on the left-sided, lungs clear without consolidation pleural effusion, loud aortic systolic murmur, radiates to both carotid arteries, no gross JVD, there is obesity of the abdomen without tenderness, masses or ascites, no tenderness of the costo vertebral area, I don't see much of edema, speech is normal but hard of hearing, No gross expressive aphasia or dysarthria. I don't see resting tremors or gross rigidity. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, August, creatinine 1.87. If anything, improve as he has been as high as 2.3. Present GFR 37 stage 3B with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal nutrition calcium phosphorus. There is anemia at 8.2. MCB low normal at 89 with a normal white blood cell platelet. We added iron studies. Ferritin is running low at 24, although saturation 23%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B, stable, not progressive, no evidence of uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or decompensation of volume overload, no indication for dialysis, continue to monitor, likely underlying diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, blood pressure in the office in the low normal, but not symptomatic. I do not know his A1C for diabetes. Next number, normal ejection fraction, negative stress testing. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, rate control, beta blockers. Next number, recent severe epistaxis, left-sided of the nose, could be part of the iron deficiency anemia. However, occult blood needs to be checked. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. Ferritin less than 30 is very highly suggestive of iron deficiency. Occult blood should be done. We should not assume just related to epistaxis. Next number, reported question, gross hematuria. Is my understanding have seen Dr. Liu, L-I-U, and there are plans to have a CT scan of the bladder August 25. That will be another potential source of iron deficiency. Next number, dementia. Next number, pacemaker. Next number, coronary artery disease with a prior four-vessel bypass. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis, lower extremity, carotid arteries. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea, SIPA machine. All issues discussed with the patient and wife, continue to monitor, end of dictation.